Good afternoon, folks. Welcome to the podcast of the Load Seaters for Monday, the 15th of August, 2022. I am joined by Stan and Dan of Voice of Wales, and today we are going to be talking about what I can honestly say seems like the legal persecution in Wales. We are also going to be talking about how the woke Stasi are still checking your thinking, because it's happening in England as well. And we're going to talk about the CDC's update on their guidance to essentially adopt the anti-vaxxer position on isolation and vaccinations. But before we start, I just want to say thank you to Philip, who posted me this Dark Angels captain and a nice note saying, look, don't be black-pilled, everything will be okay. And I just want to reassure you, I'm not like in any way depressed or anything like that. It's just I can't help but have a realistic assessment of the situation, and things are pretty dire. That's all I'm going to say. We're everyone's doing great, you know, everything's fine. We're always touching grass. Everything's fine. But we've got to be real about what's going on. But anyway, right. So, let's begin. Chaps, what happened to you?
So, you may remember last time we said that we had a court case coming up, but unfortunately we just could not speak about it because the restrictions were quite heavy. We had... What we did say is that we've got something which will show them all to be liars, because we had their statements, we had, you know, all the evidence that they were planning to use, but we also had a video that they didn't know we had. Right. So that video that we had changed the game, basically. Just to give a brief summary of it, it was a group, three people went down to serve papers on a vaccine centre. So it was the first time this was happening in Wales. We thought, well, that's newsworthy, we'll go and have a look. Then it's very nice, isn't it? Yep. And then all of a sudden the Chief Inspector Martin Smith turns up and he really inflames the situation. And this video that we've got here, it's only a minute or so, but what it'll basically show is him arriving, him giving a direction to move, very important word is move, and inviting us to stay on the land. But then arrest for aggravated trespass, which is refusing to move. Mm-hmm. So we can put the video on, and this is Chief Inspector Smith.
Another busy protest. Okay.
Hiya, how are you doing? Hi,
right? Very good, thank you.
Right, we are here peacefully.
Wonderful, I know. Have you been in the building?
We've only just been by there. That's
okay, what was the purpose for going in the building?
To execute a warrant.
Under what powers?
Under the powers afforded to us by the International Common Law Court of
Justice.
Okay.
Wonderful. Bunkum, basically. You've been in there, right, with the intent and specific purpose of disrupting today's vaccination. That is aggravated trespass. If you don't move immediately, you may be arrested. Do you understand that? If you wish to protest, you can go and stand over there with my colleagues, okay?
Please identify yourself.
Chief Inspector Martin Smith, Gwent Police.
Can I see your warrant card, please?
You can see nothing of the sort at this moment in time. I'm directing you to move there.
Can I see your warrant card, please?
Right. Has he been inside the building? Right. Okay. It's a public
can
building for a specific person.
Right, can you escort these people over to the side there, please?
Don't get physical, because you'll be... I'm happy to move without any physical contact.
Okay, that's fine.
Just move away, that's to that side.
It's usually all bar one moves.
Yeah.
I do not consent.
We are here peacefully. We are not breaking any laws. Please tell me... Please tell me what laws are you broken for you to cause assault.
Right, you're under arrest.
Right, I'll hold that.
You do not have to say anything. You may harm your defence. Do not mention one question.
So that's when the arrest was ordered. And what was basically done was they charged with aggravated trespass and then they lowered the charge to failing to move.
Yep.
Because it was, you know, they did the aggravated trespass, rearrested then for fraud, two fraud documents which they used to get into our house to try and get our computers, cameras, everything.
Sorry, I can understand how they had to physically escort this guy. So, okay, I can understand them charging him with... Yeah. Failing to move when ordered or whatever.
Well, that's the confusion. That's what happened.
Yeah.
But then he then had a second bite of the cherry,
right,
and came out and said, arrest them all.
Yeah.
It was like a Buckham Dano moment.
Right? We moved, yeah. We've got all CCTV footage from outside now. You know, as they give the instructions to
move. Were you holding the camera?
Yeah.
I was filming. I could see you holding the microphone. So we can see that you guys moved when told.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. But then what they did in court is they said that the charge was failing to leave the land, which makes it trespassing. But as you saw in that video...
He said you could stand over there.
It's an invite to stay on the land, you know. So that was the whole point. But the problem is, if that footage didn't exist, all of the body worn. It's very muffled. Mm. You can't hear anything. And the judge was adamant that he said to leave. If you don't leave immediately.
He didn't say
so
that.
This footage... Well, exactly.
Ironically, she had it played about five times. Then she got the body worn and did that. Mm. And we were looking and we said, it's leave. And remember the AC/DC track that when you played it backwards, it was satanic?
Allegedly, yes.
Well, this is... It was one of the... I said, turn around to Dan. Dan had just read from Overseas Admin that this case has more holes in it than a fishnet
stocking. Yeah.
Stocking. Right. And then I said to him that in a minute she's going to be playing this this video backwards to see if he says leave goes to, you know, move goes to leave. Mm.
Yeah.
Even to the point that the judge even said in court, I unfortunately have to agree with the defence. You know, so she was really devastated.
Unfortunately. Yeah. Oh, well, I'm so sorry that you're forcing you to be impartial on this matter.
Yeah. And she was afraid she had to agree, you know, all this sort of, you know, wording. But what she also said is that we were guilty of aggravated trespass when no evidence, no footage, nothing had been shown that wasn't the case or the charge.
Yeah.
So we, you know, you can't, even our barrister said, well, no, nobody's agreed to that. You know, we haven't seen any footage. So when Chief Inspector Smith finally saw this, he saw it for the first time on the day, his story changed completely. It changed from you've got the list of words that we were all beating, you know, just basically intimidating, threatening, aggressive. And
where's the footage of that?
Doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. Yeah. So what the defence went through, or should I say the prosecution went through, he was asked to describe what was happening, and we were all five of us were vexatious, we were agitated, we were throwing cameras in people's faces, and we were aggressive. Right. And then when there was some argument as to having this footage shown, because the prosecution were saying that in fact this was an ambush. And we'd turn round and said, well, actually, we actually showed you the footage in a skeleton argument 2 weeks ago, and you still refused to drop the case.
Yeah.
So it was allowed to be shown. And thank the Lord, we have measures on us to make sure that this kind of thing is recorded properly.
Yeah. Because they raided your house, didn't they?
Yeah. Half past one in the morning. Yeah. You know, I got a she weren't three at the time, 2-year-old in bed. Hmm. You know, I got my partner's there, she's pregnant.
Yeah.
And you've got the police going around. But I will say, it was the worst. Her being there was brilliant because she walked them around, barking at them all the way around, shouting, who do you think you are? You scumbags, younger than her, you know?
Yeah,
two youngsters, But then you got obviously Chief Inspector Smith then, who... His problem was he kept saying, I'd asked him to leave. All of the police said that we were asked to leave. So the judge's opinion was, well, you're guilty.
Yeah.
All the statements, I have to say, there looks to have been collusion because they all said that we refused to leave the land.
Yeah.
All of them, including the NHS staff. And that is not the
case. But again, the video evidence.
Yeah. But again, they went on the stand. This wasn't allowed to be shown.
Mm. Why not?
Because it was our footage.
Because it's devastating to our case, Your Honour.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is just absurd.
Yeah. Well, our argument, and we said this to the duty solicitor when we were actually held, because we were in a cell for, I think, 36 hours something before this exact arrest. We went from here to the station.
Right.
36 hours, and we said to the duty solicitor, this is personal, you know, because he said, I don't know why you got 14 CID working on this, plus 14... normal uniform officers from Gwent Police, plus you've got South Wales Police working on this as well. You don't get that many coppers for murder.
Yeah.
And that's what he said. So we said, it's personal. By the end of our time in the cell, he's like, yeah, it's personal.
Well, it's political.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You can tell by the kind of stress in his voice that he's questioning his own righteousness in this. There's a fear that he knows he's going to go too far.
Yeah.
So what happened after this then?
So the next video, basically, when we said that this is personal, the next video kind of proves it, because this is my arrest, but it's not just my arrest. It's what is said on the body-worn footage between the chief inspector and one of the PCs there at the time, which shows he knows who we are and why it's personal and political. So the video too will show that.
And as you can see, he's actually
at
the wall.
Yeah, that wall is where we were ordered to move to.
When you are under arrest for aggravated trespassing, you don't have to say anything, but I may have a defence. If you do not mention when questioned something which you later lie in court, anything you do say may be given in evidence, okay?
Okay, we're literally only here filming, though. We didn't go in, we moved out when they wanted to move out.
But we've asked you to move and you haven't moved, have you?
Well, you haven't asked us, we're just filming. We're not with these, mind. We're not with this group. We've never met them before today. We're media. We are literally media. We're not.
We also apparently never identified ourselves.
We were informed that this was happening, so we came down.
Right, okay. Right.
We're not, we've never met them before.
Do you want to just grab a seat in the car for me a minute?
Yeah,
just so
can I just put this back?
Clarify.
In lose. Oh.
So, who media you work for, is
it? Voice of Wales, we're a registered media company.
Right, okay.
Regular.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Will you just come and grab a seat by you a minute?
I
just want to... Is that still recording?
No, it's off. It's back again. Can I put the cap back on the lens?
So I speak to someone in a moment. They're walking towards us. This is the chief inspector. I tried to call him quickly to let him know who we are and we're independent from the group.
Just come and take a seat here a minute.
Can I just confirm? We're not with the group. We're press. We're media. So we came down just because we heard what was going on.
Just grab a seat in there for me, okay?
And what media group do you belong to?
Voice of Wales.
Yeah, here you go.
He knows who you are, doesn't he?
Yeah. Doesn't exist.
Absolute Stasi tactics, man.
Yeah. And he actually says to the cop, load of nonsense, doesn't exist. So for him to say, we don't exist.
It's a website you can go to.
Yeah.
What more do you need?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, again, don't forget, this happened 4 or 5 weeks after I confronted Drakeford.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah. They really do loathe you.
We say it quite often, and I think a lot of people may not actually believe us that much, but they do, they hate us, they absolutely hate us.
The absolute petty tyrants in the local Welsh government have been persecuting you.
Yeah.
And that's what's been happening.
Yeah.
And you can tell as soon as, get in. They're glad to have you in their clutches.
Yeah. But even to the point, when the police arrive, we always identify ourselves, just like yesterday. Yeah, we go up, just to let you know, we're media, we're independent, we're just your reporting, that's it. But then we've got, phone on silent. But then we've got, obviously, this next video, which is another officer who took the stand. It was his first time on trial. Who never saw any of our press kit. He testified to the point that he never saw any of the merchandise, didn't see the lanyard, and obviously this video then will show different.
Okay.
Your merch
as well,
is it?
Yeah, well, we've got to try and look, as official as possible, because people don't believe us. We report on things that people don't like being reported on, so we've got to make sure we do everything properly.
Like journalists.
We're registered. There's a company registration number.
Yeah. All right, so he actually takes it off of you.
Yeah.
Well, he definitely.
So considering, considering he hasn't seen any proof that we are media, he commented on the merch. He said, you got your own merch as well, have you? And then he takes my press pass off. So, it is, like Stan said, there seems to be a lot of collusion going on because every one of them made the exact same mistakes.
They're all going to tell you exactly the same line.
Yeah.
Because what they think is if they all just simply march in lockstep, then they can rail this and get you as much damage done to you as possible. That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, absolutely, without a doubt.
Self-evident.
Yeah. And then, when that video did play in court, you could hear a pin drop. You knew that was it. It's game over. Even though she'd played it about 5 or 6 times, after already playing it 5 or 6 times, just to be sure, because she said, he said leave.
Yeah.
He asked you to leave. And we said, no, he said move.
Yeah.
Two completely different things in law.
Oh, yeah. And he pointed to where you could move to.
Yeah.
He designated where you should go.
Yeah. And that's the place that I was standing in when I was arrested. That place, So it is. But then, obviously, the judge was very disappointed with the fact that we had this footage. And she, it was very unfortunate.
I'm so sorry. I'm an innocent man.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
She actually gave advice to the CPS saying that they should have reconsidered charging with Section 38 the aggravated aggravated trespass.
Yeah.
To which our defence barrister said, "Well, if you're going to play that game, Do you want to see the whole internal footage? No, I don't.
Yeah. We were very lucky. We've got to thank our legal team, because we were lucky we had a legal team willing to take it to the judge, because there's a lot they want, you know, and we were very lucky that we had someone willing to stand up for us, because we, she said as much in court, you know, if you had been charged differently, I'd be charging you with a custodial sentence right now.
This is genuinely disturbing that this is happening in Britain in 2022.
Yeah.
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 Like, since when have you been tried on no evidence before you?
Well, you shouldn't be, obviously. I mean, the Star Chamber, I'm just thinking of historical precedents.
Yeah.
I mean, this country used to be famous for its justice. Mm. And I mean, I feel that you guys were really on a tightrope there.
Mm.
Like, you're so lucky that you got that.
The worst thing is about it is that we have literally done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and this has been going on since January. So it's been over our heads for 8 months.
Ever since you were deplatformed, I was just staggered, because this was obvious collusion between the Welsh government, the BBC and YouTube itself to deplatform you purely because I don't know what it was about you lads that rubbed them the wrong way.
I
watched a bunch of your content. I was like, hey, you seem fairly inoffensive to me. Like, you know, you seem like regular people just doing what you think is right. And they were like, no, these guys have got to be crushed. And so this is weird.
Yeah.
You only had like 5 or 10,000 subscribers.
5,000 at the time they came for us.
I mean, that, like, why would you even care what someone with 5,000 followers says, right? You're the Welsh government. You're the BBC.
Yeah, yeah.
How is this? But for some reason, don't know what it is about you, but you got the eye of Sauron come down on you hard from these guys.
And that
you can see the resentment in them, in the tone of voice when they treat you.
The thing
they
is,
want
they,
you.
They, yeah. They're able to get away with so much in Wales. You know, the stuff that's going on in Wales, you know, like, it's a nation of sanctuary, so it's, you know, like Merkel's Germany, doors are open, anyone can come. It's not going to go well. You know, 16-year-olds can vote, sex education mandatory, you can't opt yourself out, you know, of that. So, because it's intertwined into every single lesson. So maths, English, science, it's all got this gender crap coming into
it. This is literally the woke state that's been built in Wales, right?
Absolutely. And don't forget, your crime, police and crime commissioners are all ex-Labour or Plaid Cymru. So you got Plaid Cymru and Labour that run the country. Your ombudsman service is not impartial.
No.
It's a strange thing, that, isn't it?
Well, your judges aren't impartial, are they?
Most certainly aren't impartial.
But the good thing about the court is that it has shined a light on this. You know, there's a lot of people who are thinking, well, hang on, this isn't right. Even if they don't like what we do, there's people messaging us, you know, we don't necessarily agree with everything you say, but the fact that you had to go through that is terrible.
Yeah.
I hope you're going to, you know, take them to court yourself. And we are, you know, we are going to be looking to do that. We've got meetings with, or calls with our barrister and the legal team, and with other people as well. And we're going to look at pursuing this.
Yeah.
But, you know, just to point out the last video there, you know, this is why they don't like it. Just, you know, this is just a bit of fun, just to show what the Antifa Stand Up To Racism are like in Wales. And
you went and spoke to a bunch of Welsh communists.
Yeah, we always do, you know. We thought they liked us, but it turns out they
they're
don't.
They're not very inclusive.
No, no.
They're not terribly tolerant. No. Weird.
So these guys, what they're doing now, there's a big, huge obelisk in Carmarthen called Thomas Picton's obelisk. He's a Welsh war hero. He died at Waterloo, fighting Napoleon, liberating Europe of slavery. He had
what a monster.
Terrible,
how dare he? Yeah.
Well, what it was, he had a black wife, a mistress.
He had a black mistress?
Yeah,
and
what
they were like, he was a racist.
Well, she was a slave owner.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
they must have like had a short circuit or something.
Yeah, well,
it's even worse, she was a slave.
Oh,
and,
right.
And then she became a slave owner.
Right, okay.
They want to get rid of the most senior British Army or Welsh Army officer ever killed in battle. They want him obliterated. So Picton Terrace, the Picton Arms.
Because he was in love with a black woman and she had done something wrong.
He had four kids with her, all black sons, and he left the wealth to them as well. And he's such a racist.
Racist. Racists often marry black women and have children with them.
Exactly.
I've been told by Antifa. But let's watch.
Yeah.
Afternoon. Would anybody like to say a few words about why you're here today, Patrick?
Just in case you don't know, do not engage or talk to these people behind me at all. They are fascists.
Racist
and all the rest of it.
All the rest
and
of it.
And what they'll do is they pretend to be...
You know the list.
A bit like Tommy Robinson, and they go around asking questions. Put your fucking camera down.
So if you do that, obviously, Pop, as you're watching that, going for cameras, So obviously that...
Good reactions there.
So obviously the aggression...
God, he's angry, isn't he?
Yeah. Aggression from these.
Yeah, aggression.
Yeah, yeah.
So...
You posted videos of me, mate.
You posted flyers about us, mate. Is it? Yeah, that's fine.
You had to get escorted off by the cop.
Yeah, okay.
You're the one at Pinelli, were you?
I am, I'm in tears.
So, you know, the point of that is...
He's a nice chap, isn't he?
Very nice. But these are the people who are funded. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dishes weren't done, dinner wasn't on the table.
Exactly. But, you know, it's these people that stand up to racism, these groups are funded by councils. You know, we call these out because these people do the dirty work of the council. Mm-hmm. We call them the brown shirts because... When, for example, the council can't do the dirty stuff, they send in these groups.
Yeah.
And because we are not scared to walk into the middle of these groups and ask questions, which are, you know, nice, normal questions. Why are you here today? What about this?
I mean, that's a totally reasonable thing to ask.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's just so, you know, I would have said something a bit more controversial, perhaps, but not you guys.
Well, if we walked in and said something controversial, we'd be doing 3 to 5 years, I think.
Can you imagine? You just need to go into a room. Just breathe normally to get them agitated.
Very presence is what bothers them.
They absolutely hate it.
So they're funded by the Welsh government. Who funds you guys?
Nobody. Nobody. So if there is anybody that wants to, yeah.
No, Peter Thiel, possibly, Victor Orban.
That's it.
Open for funding, right?
Okay. We've been told we're funded by Israel, obviously. Oh, get some shekels.
Oh, that'd be great, wouldn't
you?
Anytime, Israel.
Exactly. But yeah, you know, we're not funded by anybody. Media, you know, the mainstream media, they get back in from everybody, you know, and stuff. Yeah. So we don't, you know, we do it completely independently and go off our own back.
I mean, the questions that
there's no control there, which is what they don't like.
Yeah. The questions that we're asking currently to the Welsh government is how do Stonewall get their funding? How long have you been funding Stonewall?
Which they are.
Which they are. Yeah. How much has this library nonsense cost? And how much diversion from the police has it cost? Mm. And shouldn't those police actually be fighting crime?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's very old-fashioned of you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's what a fascist would say, you see. Police should be fighting crime. No, they should be patrolling people for thought crimes, which is actually what we're going to talk about now. So the woke Stasi are still checking your thinking, by the way, if that example wasn't enough. You may remember we had Harry Miller on the podcast, who was in trouble with the police because, of course, he had liked a transphobic limerick on Twitter. And this got him a visit from the police. And you should go and follow Harry Miller on various social media because he's doing the Lord's work with Fair Cop. And so this is still going on. But before we go on, if you want to support us, go over to loadseats.com, sign up and watch my latest podcast about cultural colonization. This is just me discussing what's with all of the woke sort of skin suit reboots. Why does there need to be a Black Robin Hood? Why does there need to be the general erasure of our culture? And I think it's really quite upsetting, to be honest, because these genuinely the myths and legends that I grew up with and what make me really love this country. And so watching the woke ideology rip out the heart of it and implant its own set of values within it, I just can't stand it. But anyway, so let's talk about what a police community support officer is. So a police community support officer are sort of special, like a sub-junior kind of police officer. They work with some police officers, apparently, and share some but not all of their powers. So what they can do is give someone a fixed penalty notice for littering, for example, demand the name and address of someone being antisocial, take alcohol off a person aged under 18, or ask the police to arrest someone. So they're pretty minor, and you can imagine that the people who end up getting hired for these sort of positions, well, they're pretty small-minded themselves, right? Mm-hmm. So there was a lady who posted a series of clips to Twitter. She had in her phone, in her pocket, recorded one of these PCSOs knocking on her door to inquire about drugs and whatnot in her area. She sounds like a slightly older lady, so not, you know, the sort of general drug den you would have expected. But then she asked about a sticker that she has on the window, which is a transphobic sticker, because this lady thinks that women are adult human females. Well, you can imagine how the PCSO took that. Awful. Yeah, exactly. The woke Stasi here were not impressed. And so they have a 23-minute conversation. Now, of course, I'm not going to play the whole conversation, but let's watch a few clips from this conversation. And before we start, just think of the attitude that is being projected here. Think of the authority that the PCSO is claiming when she talks down to this member of the public who pays her taxes and therefore pays her wages. Let's play the first one.
You're told you're transphobic if you don't, if you're a lesbian and you don't include trans women, right?
Why would you not include trans women?
Because they're men.
No, they're not.
But they can't. You can't change. But then you'd have to.
Okay, where you are in your thinking is very much needing a lot of enlightenment and reading. I find that very offensive, and I'd like you to take it off.
PCSO.
But why do you find it? Why do you find it offensive?
Because you're trying to tell people in the real world, not inside your house, outside, that trans people don't exist. That it's an idea, it's ideology, and that it's being harmful for women, which it isn't. And it's not a point of view. That's fact. So I think that is quite damaging, because what you're actually doing is trying to give other people the idea of what you believe, which I think you need to do a lot more reading on.
Wow.
Isn't that just terrifying?
I think it's damaging that you're trying to give other people your idea.
Yeah, how dare you? How dare you try and impart your idea to other people? My idea needs to be imparted to other people.
Yeah.
You know, what are you doing? It's my idea, not yours. That's so... Honestly, this is terrible. So this is what is obviously an ideological imposition by this officer. Mm. While she claims she is not being ideological. And this whole, you need to do more reading. Well, what is that if not proof of an ideological imposition?
Mm. Yeah.
You need to agree with me, and therefore you need to read those things that I have read. And this, it's not like this officer sounds like the best and brightest. And if you don't do that, well, you're hurting trans people, you see. Just somewhere out there.
Yeah.
Let's watch the next one.
You can express your views in your own world. This is not inside your world, is it? Anybody that comes to your door is going to see that.
I don't aim by it. I said I keep myself to myself.
It's really upset you.
Yes, it has. So...
But you don't think about...
I think about...
upsets all the trans people to say that they're erasing women, which simply isn't true.
So was that the PCSO? The trans people? Was that her upset? The PCSO was
great. No, the woman who she's terrorizing here is
shocking.
Upset. And she's like, but think of all the trans people you've upset with your sticker. Okay, name one.
Yeah.
Name one. Yeah. You know, the abstract upset of trans people. I don't think I'm actually obligated to care about that.
Mm.
You know, I'm not obligated to care about people I don't know, frankly.
And it's on their land. Whatever they've put up is on their
window,
land.
Yeah.
I mean, this. Stinks of the Salman Rushdie affair, where everybody has been turning a blind eye on what is absolutely crystal clear.
Mm.
It is not a religion of peace. And trans also do not own the world.
No.
If they believe in their heads that they are the wrong body, that's a matter for them. But physically, it's XX and XY.
Yeah.
And that's it. And in the Bible, it says man and woman. And for 2,000 years, guess what? That's been everybody's thought.
For longer than 2,000 years.
Yes, yes, yes.
That PCSO then, just sorry to interrupt there, she is actually going above her duty there, though, isn't she?
It's not her business to be doing that.
So, yeah, this is the problem with PCSOs, is that they want to be the cop.
Yes.
You know?
And even that, even if she was a fully fledged cop, that's not her bloody business to come around and talk to me about ideology.
Mm.
You know, and this is very, very little difference between, like, the police of vice and virtue in Saudi Arabia knocking on your door and saying you're being insufficiently Islamic citizen.
Do you know what? I think we need to do a little sticker and put on the back of the door what the powers are, and then just go, so am I littering? No. Is this a fixed penalty? No. And am I drinking in public? No. Goodbye.
Bye. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're absolutely right. But anyway, let's go to the next one, where we find out that trans women are women, don't you know?
It's difficult if you've had an experience that has coloured your idea of what's going on in life. However, that sort of thing is just preying on your fear. It's making you scared of something that you shouldn't be scared of.
I wasn't scared until I was told, but that it might cause offence.
now I feel.
No, but you're. I'm not on about that. I'm on about the fact that you're living in fear of trans women.
I'm not in fear. I just want to be able to.
What do you want to be able to do?
I want to be able to go to food school and support for my stuff that has happened to me from men without having been there. And then you're telling me that.
Ah, right, yeah. So this is what I'm saying about you've got in your head that a trans woman is not a woman.
But then how are they a woman? Tell me, please. How are they a woman?
Okay. That's not my job to educate you. That you need to educate yourself. There's plenty. If you go on the internet, there's tons of support groups that will help you with this.
Imagine saying that, right, I'm here to check your thinking. You've been insufficiently enlightened as to what a trans woman is, but I'm not here to educate you.
Yeah.
Piss off.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I'm reducing this woman to tears.
Yeah.
And you're not even going to, like, help her? You know, oh, no, go on the internet and radicalise yourself like I did.
Yeah.
Like, that is unbelievable, isn't it?
Mm. And you can tell she is, you know, that lady is genuinely upset.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that must be horrific. And for, you know, that's ridiculous, to be honest. That's unforgivable.
Yeah, it is. It's disgusting. It's genuinely monstrous. This is the imposition of an ideology.
Mm.
And you can see the uncaring nature of the person who's interrogating her as well.
Huh.
You know, she's not bothered that she's crying. Oh, I'm sorry. No apology for upsetting
empathy,
you. No, what about the trans people you've hurt? Well, what are you talking about? You know, you came to my door and started berating me for being a bad person. And you're not even going to tell me why I'm a bad person.
Yeah.
You know, it's not my job to educate you. But this, and for anyone who's like, oh, I remember years ago when I was talking about this, like, you know, in college campuses, people were like, oh, it's just in university, it's just in college campuses, it's not going to go anywhere. Well, that's like the full social justice panoply of statements. It's like, here's what I believe. You're a bigot for believing different. I'm not even going to educate you on it.
Mm.
This is exactly in the police now. But anyway, as we're going to learn, this isn't even a belief. These are just facts.
Yeah.
True facts. Let's watch.
But you're telling me I have to change. Oh, I have to change my belief.
No, it's not belief. It's not beliefs. It's facts. It's not a belief system. It's not like, do you believe in God? You know, something you can't see. It's not. That's not what this is. Again, you've got to try and.
You can't change sex. It's physically impossible to change sex.
It's not change. Okay. It's how you're born. It's how you're born. Now, if a person is born in the wrong body and spends a good portion of their life in that wrong body and suffers terribly from all sorts of disorders because they have been born into the wrong body, to allow them to transition into the right body to enable them to feel, be the person that they are, isn't something that doesn't exist.
Right. This is absolutely a series of beliefs.
Yeah.
And she just explained how their beliefs right there, right? So for starters, no one's changing body. No person is separated from their body and put into a new body, right? This is a series of like metaphysical commitments she's made that is just nonsense, right? These are a series of beliefs. But then even then, the very notion that a person is born in the wrong body, okay, well, where does that person come from if not the body itself?
Yeah.
Because of course your mind is a product of your body, a rational scientific person would say, but this person has to then presuppose that the person exists prior to their body and has somehow been inserted into the wrong body. How do you know it's the wrong body? How do you even know the person exists without their body? Because we always refer to a person's body to refer to the person, the mind inside the body.
Yeah.
So this is all a big structure of belief that she's laid out in that sentence after saying it's not a belief.
It's fact.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
I'd love to get you to get her on the program to talk about detransition.
I would love to talk to her about all of this, but I don't think she'll do it.
I don't think so.
But so we can see that this is just this. It is genuinely a wacky belief system.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that a person's born the wrong body, it's just nonsense. You only get one body. You don't get a choice in it. You know, I'm not saying that life's fair. I'm not saying these people don't have problems. Mm. They do. But, you know, let's keep a realistic view of things. But anyway, let's watch clip 5.
Yeah, so being gay is not a choice. Being trans is not a choice. It's not a choice. It's not something you just wake up one day and decide to do. It's not a choice. It causes distress. It causes suicide. It causes people terrible mental health crises and mental ill health for many, many years until they find the courage to be the person that they actually are. And it's not that they want to be. It's not that they wish to be. is that they actually are. Does that make sense?
It's all personal, isn't it? It's all her personal opinion. She's just gone and she's seen that and she's taken it personally and she's laid her on her.
Yeah. And she actually needs taken out her uniform, doesn't she?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. But like, she's berating her on this hypothetical constituency of people. Mm. Like, well, like, there's no such thing as a trans trender now. You know, and there are lots of people in the left who will say, no, it's my choice to be gay. It's my choice to be this. It's my choice to be that because I'm free to choose whatever I want to be. I was like, okay, yeah, I agree with you. Okay, well then shut up. Yeah, you know, choose to be something different. What do you want? You know, like I'm allowed my opinion on your choices, am I not? You know, but even if it's not a choice, like, okay, fine. But that doesn't mean that I have to accept your commitments to nonsense of a person being born outside of their body and then implanted into the wrong body and stuff like that. I don't have to accept all of this. You know, just because there are some people suffering, this is not a just thing. And so the final thing, which of course to fall back on, well, you know, you are a racist, don't you? Like, of course you're a bloody racist. Let's watch the clip.
If you had something on there that was racist, you would understand why I was coming to say you shouldn't have that on your door, wouldn't you?
Completely different.
How is it different?
Completely different.
How is it different?
Because people are born black. Like, people are born, they're sex, male and female.
No, that's not, again, you're missing the point. All I can urge you to do is just read. Just
I have,
educate
I have,
yourself.
I have, educate? Oh, no, sorry. I'm not educated. I'm not being educated on being a man, being told that he's a woman. A man is not a woman. He never will be. He's a man.
Hang on a sec.
No, I'm not.
Good for
so him. Nobody's being told anything? This is what I'm saying. That's where there's a big gap in understanding here. There's a huge gap in understanding.
Nobody's being told anything, but I've literally come here to tell you something. Mm. And you're essentially the equivalent of a racist, and you're an idiot for not agreeing with me. This is just awful.
Yeah.
This everything about this is awful.
Like how she says, you know, people are born into a body. It could be black, white, whatever, you know. But so does that mean if I wanted to, I could, you know, I was born in a white body. I should have been born in a black body. Could I self-identify as black?
There was a huge controversy at this academic paper called Hypatia, where one of the academics was just like, we have to kind of follow through on the logic of transgenderism then and accept that transracialism is real.
Yeah.
And this caused a meltdown because they were like, yeah, but if we do that, then you're saying that black people could just choose to transition to be white, which abolishes all of the sort of, you know, structure that's built on that. And it never got resolved in the end. And essentially they pull back and say, look, you're just not allowed to say that. It's improper to say that.
I urge every white youngster nowadays to tick gypsy and black on the application
form. What are they going to say? You're not.
For university.
Yeah. Are they going to say you're not? Every straight person, just say you're gay. What are they going to do? Ask for proof.
Exactly.
You know, just take advantage. Screw these people. But, exactly. But basically, this shows you the deep ideological corruption of the British police. Because, of course, they shouldn't be saying anything like this to anyone at all. You know, think back to the sort of constabulary of our sort of youth. Nothing like this. This is the sort of woke metropolitan police that are taking over the country. It's disgusting and it needs to stop.
Absolutely.
But we do have some good news for us, which is bad news for those people who are expert trusters, who put their unfettered and undying faith in the experts to be right on all things at all times. Now, I've got to ask you a personal question, lads. Have you been vaccinated?
I have not.
Oh, my God. Neither have I. But it's okay, because the CDC have come out with some new guidance, which kind of equalizes the vax and anti-vax positions, but we can't really talk about it on YouTube because YouTube has certain guidelines. So instead, what you'll have to do is follow the link in the description and come and watch it on the website. And if you do, you can sign up and watch a premium video where we talk about where these random heart attacks are coming from. Again, something we couldn't put on YouTube. So link in the description. We'll see you on the website. Now, for those people still on the website... the CDC has changed their guidance. So if we can go to the first one, we can see this is an archive from a few days ago of their understanding mRNA COVID-19 vaccines. Now this, if you can go down a bit, you can see on this, in the here we go, the fast facts, they've got the two at the top, which are the, you can't, the vaccines themselves can't give someone COVID, fair enough. They do not affect or interact with our DNA, which I'm not, I don't know, but okay, fine. And then the one at the bottom, the mRNA and spike protein do not last long in the body. Our cells break down mRNA from these vaccines and get rid of it for a few days after vaccination. Scientists estimate that the spike protein, like other proteins our bodies create, may stay in the body for up to a few weeks. Okay, well, if the CDC say it from the Lord Fauci's mouth to our ears, you know, that has to be the concrete truth. Until today, when they decided to remove that. Is that how the science works? Because I was told that the science is just, you know, fixed, unalterable, like divine word.
Yeah.
And so now, I'm as an expert truster, am I supposed to be like, right, okay, so it does last for a long time. Mm. And was it that I was wrong for believing the CDC, or was the CDC saying something that was just false, but saying it as if it were true and trusting on your faith in the authorities and institutions and the very institution of science to take this as read? And that, I think, is very indicative of the problems that we've found ourselves in. Mm. We've got a bunch of people who realize that this gives them power, lots of power over the uninitiated non-experts, the filthy peasants who don't know anything about the science, like me, because I don't know anything about the science. Nope. But what I do know about is authoritarianism. I know what these people are like. And so I find this new update from the CDC absolutely fascinating. If we go to the next one, you can see that they have essentially just revised their guidance to mean nothing. There is essentially no guidance on coronavirus now, which is the position I took on day one of this entire thing. They say this, right? With the coronavirus continuing to spread widely through the country, as it, like everyone in the entire world hasn't had it at this point, right? I'm sure I've had it like twice already. And Biden's got it at the moment. But they say, you know, we've got new advice on how to deal and how to live with the virus. Oh, we're living with the virus now. The revised guidance lifts the requirement to quarantine if exposed to the virus. So now, the Center for Disease Control is like, yeah, don't bother. You got COVID? Yeah, don't worry about it. You don't need to quarantine. Mm. Well, I didn't think I did at the beginning, actually, because it's basically a strong version of the flu.
Yeah, yeah.
Unbelievable, right? It de-emphasizes screening people with no symptoms. So I don't need to get a test if I haven't got any symptoms. I've never even had a test.
No, same.
I've never, like, you're not shoving anything up my nose or my wherever. I'm not engaging with this nonsense. Mm-hmm. And now the CDC has arrived at my position.
Yeah.
I'm not getting vaccinated. I'm not quarantining and I'm not testing. And the CDC said, yeah, he was right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point. Okay, right. And they've updated their COVID-19 protocols in schools, eliminating a recommendation for tests to stay after potential exposures. And if a kid tests positive, they should go home. There's like, no, don't worry about it. Kids should stay in school. Hmm. So they've adopted the anti-vax position on this.
It's bonkers, isn't it? Because, you know, when all this first started, if someone heard, you know, not say outside of our sort of circles here, if someone had heard that their family member has got COVID and they're isolating, they'd be thinking, oh my gosh, they're going to die.
Yeah.
You know, and now if you hear someone got COVID, it's like,
no one cares.
You know, well, how do you know you got COVID? I did a test. Well, more fool you.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? That's exactly how I feel about it. Because you felt fine yesterday. You feel fine now. You'll feel fine tomorrow. And yet now you're convinced you're a plague bearer.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you've got some. Anyway.
So, you've got a good story about COVID because you had it before it actually got into the, well, not got into the UK, but before it was big, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. You're a
COVID hipster, right?
Yeah. See. I had it early January and had been visiting relations. And Nick rang me and said, I've just spent 3 days in bed and you're the only person that's come into our family. So it must have been you.
Mm.
So I then got a letter from the doctor saying, yeah, I need to get jabbed. And so I rang her up and said, I've actually just had a test done because I'm part of a group test for something else and I've been doing it for 2 years prior.
Right.
And I've got antibodies. The antibodies.
Right, okay.
So the doctor said, well, they don't last that long, you know, so you still need a jab. So I said, oh, right, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm getting another test in 3 months, and if I've got none, I'll come back.
Hmm.
So 6 months went, and I rang her back, and I said, doctor, I've got a bit of a problem. I said, either I've had coronavirus multiple times, or my my antibodies are still fighting it off. So still got it.
You must have had it multiple times then, because I've heard the establishment of, you know, the science establishment has had every single position on this. You know, you get vaccinated, you'll never get COVID, you'll be impervious. Another like, doesn't do anything, basically. Yeah. You know, actually, it gives you AIDS. It's like, you know, yeah. Jesus Christ.
But also, they're also passing the parcel with the blame.
Yeah.
So I wrote about 15 questions to the GP. The GP said, oh, it's not our job to answer these. You need to write to the Welsh government. So I sent it to the Welsh government. The Welsh government said, actually, it's not our job to, you need to speak to your health board.
Oh.
So I sent it to the health board, and the health board said, speak to your GP.
Oh, that's a nice circle you've been kicked around in, yeah. Anyway, let's carry on with this a minute, because we've got a statement from the CDC's Greta Massetti, who says, this guidance acknowledges the pandemic is not over, but also helps us move to a point where COVID-19 no longer severely disrupts our lives. What? I've been getting on with my life for like until the government stopped oppressing me, basically.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to do anything. I mean, I'm pretty sure that like in the December before the pandemic hit, I'm pretty sure that me and my family actually had it. Because like we all came down with like a pretty severe flu and everyone's like, oh, flu season, you know, because it's December, you know. But it must have been this, who knows? But like this like, I love the cope. It's like, well, you know, we know that COVID is here to stay. This is going to help. No, shut up. We've been getting on with our lives for ages. Everyone has.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love the backpedaling from, this is Dr. Marcus Plessier, the chief medical officer for the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials in America. This is consistent with where we are in the pandemic right now.
Oh yeah.
That's where I was on day one.
Yeah.
You know, that's literally where I was on day one, and that's all I've done. And so now you're consistent with me.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah. Keep up.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think there are many state or local jurisdictions that feel that they're going to need to start making mandates. So really, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah, exactly.
It also brings the recommendations for unvaccinated people in line with those who are fully vaccinated. An acknowledgement of the high levels of population immunity in the US due to vaccination. Oh, yeah, it's just due to vaccination.
Yeah,
Based on the latest data, around 95% of the population has had COVID infections or vaccinated. And so it makes most sense to not differentiate, as in there's no difference between someone who had the vaccine and someone who hasn't, according to the CDC.
Apart from the AIDS.
And the heart attacks.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of the other things, you know, the strokes and all that. Apart from all those things, right, when it comes to COVID, and I shouldn't laugh because it's genuinely an evil thing they've done, but it's just nice to be vindicated, isn't it?
Yeah,
absolutely. Because, you know, we've been called, same as yourselves, called all sorts for daring to call this out. You know, we've been accused of, you know, mass murder because we haven't been vaccinated or wore a mask, you know? And now, you know, I'm seeing it on TV now, you know, the vaccines aren't effective. It's being said. They literally do nothing.
Well, Israel has the best thing. Because, like, all of their entire population has been vaccinated, like, three times over in the fourth jabs. And then they're having this COVID spike. And it's like, oh, come on, lads.
Yeah.
Come on. Who do you think you're fooling?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, again, this collusion, going back to the first bit, all the statements said anti-vaxxers.
Yeah. Bunch of anti-vaxxers, just like the CDC. But there are people who are not happy about this. And I can totally understand because, like, I mean, I'm quite lucky. I live in England. And so you've got, like, a general reluctance to do things that are tyrannical, right? But if you live in somewhere like Wales, or if you live in somewhere like New York or California, you've got a bunch of people in charge who love tyranny and can't wait to tyrannize you with as much force as they can muster. And this person, this lady on Twitter, is one of those people who lives in a Democrat area. And just listening to the things that happened to her, for the CDC to come around to my position as in don't bother doing anything, just get on with your lives, is just mad, right? She says this: I was not allowed to volunteer at my kid's school for over a year because I wasn't vaccinated. A family refused to carpool with us because they said they were uncomfortable with their son sharing a car with us. We'd been ratted out by a mutual friend who said to the other mum, well, you know they're not vaccinated, right? We were uninvited by good friends to share a vacation house with them. A long-standing tradition ended over a medical choice. They all got COVID anyway, of course. My daughter couldn't attend a theatre production with her school's theatre company because of the Denver Centre's rules. 50% of the restaurants and many businesses in our neighbourhood were off limits to us. We had to eat ice-cold lunches out of a backpack huddled outside with frozen hands when we skied at a particular resort because they weren't allowed inside the lodges. I wasn't allowed to stay at a hotel or eat at any restaurant for a work trip to DC. I had to cancel it altogether as it made travel there impossible. I mean, the Canadians were banning people from going on planes without a vaccine, not CDC approved. My husband, who had been training for 6 months, was banned from participating in an Ironman event. A group of his friends told him over a text that he was endangering them and their families. That sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't stay in Airbnb with them for a trip they'd been planning, and they no longer speak to him. I was called a conspiracy theorist by dear friends and was left in the dust by them socially. I would have given one of my kidneys to these friends, but they cut me off of the vax that didn't stop transmission or infection. Again, that's just CDC official line.
Yep.
My teenagers experienced unbelievable amount of stress regarding being found out by their peers for not being vaxxed. They usually lied and said that they were in order not to be shunned or called the derogatory or bigoted term of anti-vaxxer. I don't blame them. Oh, and my husband was fired from his job at a Fortune 500 company for not getting vaxxed, despite the fact that he worked 100% from home and offered to test for any meetings or travel. So yes, I am a bit seething right now having read the CDC's new guidance, knowing that this was what the guidance should have been all along, minus the ridiculous masking. Of course, they didn't mention the masks. Do you ever see people with masks on now?
Yes, all the time still.
What, in Wales?
Yeah, really? Yeah. The fear, it was hard in Wales, you know, it was pushed hard in Wales. You got people in the middle of the Brecon Beacons, which is literally nowhere. You don't see a person for 20 miles. And they're standing on their own at the bus stop in a mask. And we drove past and we're like, but I feel sorry for them people, you know? Because they must be terrified. Yeah. They must be absolutely terrified.
Don't think that Sir Frank Atherton, the chief medical officer, and others in the Welsh government, they have absolutely nailed. It's an Orwellian state.
Yeah,
and to try and tell people in England that that's what we live under, they don't believe us. But it's true.
It is. Mm.
Well, you've got headlines, you know, every other day Wales Online is putting out, oh, COVID cases are going up in Wales, mask mandates may be brought back in, and it's like, and then you see this.
Yeah.
And it's really, you know, it shows what they want. They don't want to cure anything. They want the power.
No, they want the control. Yeah. And that is exactly as you say. And like, you just go across the River Severn and you can see everyone, like, you don't see anyone wearing a mask, you don't see anyone worrying about any of this, because as soon as the government stops fear-mongering you, you realise that actually everyone's just, there's nothing different or strange going on.
Common sense always. You know, if I had a flu and I was due to go and see my mum, I'd be like, oh, man, I'm not going to come
I'll
up
come
today.
In
I'm
a
not
couple of weeks,
well.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's common sense. Exactly. And the thing is, again, if there were people dropping in the bloody streets or something, okay, I'd have a different opinion.
Yeah.
You know, but there just aren't. Everything's fine. This is as shown by the CDC. And the people in the Welsh government and stuff like that, it's just, they are doing it for power. You know they're doing it for power.
Absolutely.
They love it. And it's disgusting. Yep. But anyway, right, well, let's go on to the video comments.
Hello, Alex here. I never quite liked equality, nor the cult that surrounds it. That is, after all, one of the reasons why people hate grammar schools, or anything successful, really. After all, if all people are equal, then all grammar schools do is prefer one random person over another. That would be unfair in their eyes. My view, on the other hand, is that no one is equal. Some are stronger, others are faster or more intelligent. Why should it be, then, that a genius is held back surely due to their inability to get into a decent school?
Totally true. I love it when people send us videos of them making stuff. Mm. Like, we've got loads of people who send us videos, and I just love stuff, watching stuff being put together.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Like, Facebook totally knows I do as well, and so every other post in my feed is just someone building something, and I'm just like, wow, that's a waste of my time, but I'm really enjoying it. You know? But he raises a really valid point, though, because this is the fundamental tyranny that is contained within the concept of equality.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
Unless you are at the lowest common denominator, you're going to have to be held back. And that's cruel.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, we are saying everyone's equal is untrue. It's completely untrue. He's taller than me.
Yeah.
We're not equal, you know? So that's just one. And it is the case, you know, absolutely is the case. It's a fact that not everyone is equal.
There used to be a T-shirt, second is the first loser.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah.
But then, but the thing is, this is what freedom is. Freedom is freedom to be different. It's freedom to be unequal.
Mm.
You know, the people who like freedom, contra the people who like communism, which is of course the worship of the concept of equality, we've got to be brutal about it and be like, no, we're not for equality, we're actually for inequality, which is what difference is. We're actually for a plurality, a diversity, if you will. You know, we are for all this because that's what people living their lives as they want is going to produce, and it should. Anyway, let's go to the next one.
I work in a public sector job, which is stereotyped as being full of woke leftists. One of my co-workers looks a bit like a Californian surfer dude, and while I was working away, I heard him talking to some other colleagues about how the normalization of divorce is a major problem, how falling birth rates is a bad thing, which educated some of my other co-workers who didn't know the UK had a sub-replacement birth rate, and later on we had a discussion about how activists generally don't know what they're talking about, and how the justice system has biases against men rather than ethnic minorities. I'm convinced my job has more normal people than woke people, and I wanted to share this white pill with you guys.
God, that's a good thing to hear. Because I'm not in the public sector, obviously, yeah. And all I see coming out of it are the woke Stasi and the woke like institutions. Yeah. So it is nice that there are some people in there being like, "Well, this is all beer,"
and people talking about
but,
it. Yeah,
but
yeah.
He won't be in the Home Office.
No, of course, not. No, they're going to be 99% Remainers, aren't they?
Or the Foreign Office.
Yeah. You are right.
Or the Commonwealth Office.
It is nice that there's some good news, but you are right. The problem is massive. Yeah. I totally take your point. Let's go to the next one.
Hi, Carl. I enjoyed your hangout number 20 on cultural colonization, even though you spelled colonization with an S. I know what you mean about why can't the lefties create their own culture instead of wearing others' cultures as skin suits. Anyways, I thought you would appreciate this. It's the African Renaissance Monument in Dakar, Senegal. Note the man leading his family and child, pointing onward as if to say, "Is that the bright future you've worked for, Dad? It's not Western. It's not European. It's big. It's black. It's based."
No, that's great. This is what the sort of thing that people should be embracing. You know, their personal view of what things should be like, rather than what everyone else's personal view is like.
Yeah.
And think of the trans people you've ever said, "Fuck, I don't care." You know, they can go and cry in a corner for all I care. I'm busy getting on with my life with what I believe. That's what this poor woman who's in tears. That's why she's like, "Get lost."
Yeah.
I just got no sympathy.
Well, we had, I spoke to Harry about, because I had my thinking checked. They wanted to come and check my thinking because I said, I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not putting a mask on. You're not allowed to ask me. Try to show them the government guidelines. Mm-hmm. I'm only following orders. It's like, oh, you know who said that, yeah?
Yeah, that's no excuse for anything.
So because I said that, the police had to come to check my thinking.
Oh, really?
You know, and that's it, you know, because they then, at that point, realised that I am just saying what's normal, but I'm showing the government guidelines as well. Mm. But then at that point, they still don't want to go with it because it goes against the agenda and the narrative of what they want.
Well, the pressure in the institution as well, because you can imagine that even if they did kind of capitulate to what you were saying, when they got back to the office, they're probably going to be in trouble. Yeah. You know, they're probably going to have a sit down with their boss, and their boss can berate them.
Yeah.
You know, you should have these two troublemakers in.
Yeah. Well, he's got a little brass plaque in the police vehicles now where they open the door, they invite him in to check his thinking on a quite a regular basis. The last one was the pub in Cardiff, wasn't it?
That's it, yeah, the mask one, yeah. Yeah. But they do, you know, we're on speed dial, you know.
Still thinking weird, Dan? Yeah, yeah, I am. Yeah. Yeah. But it's like that whole like, oh, well, we're just doing our jobs. It's like, yeah, but I mean, there are a few trials that happened in Nuremberg that showed that wasn't an acceptable answer. Mm. I think that's a standard we still abide by, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, let's go to the next one.
The idea of precision fire from range has been central to American culture since the very beginning. In particular, it's part of any discussion about what would a second revolution look like. So why is it that all of these supposed ultra-MAGA Nazi terrorists do not show any inkling that they are aware of this concept? Their actions betray them, regardless of what their words might happen to be.
I mean, the fact they didn't turn up with guns to the Capitol, I think, puts the end to the speculation they were trying to overthrow the government.
Yeah.
Like, it's just frankly amazing that you could get a group of Republicans gathering anywhere in America and they weren't armed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's got to be a statement in and of itself, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's...
And they're probably armed on a daily basis when they've just got, you know, a gun on their hip or something.
It shows the stereotypes, doesn't it? Because, you know, that's what they would expect, that they'd all be there with their semi-automatics. But then you did great coverage on the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, and it was, you know, shoot three random Antifa, and funnily enough, they're all sex offenders. You know, who would have thought? You know?
But what I love about that is that the guy's Rittenhouse's accuracy was incredible, because I would have been firing wildly.
Yeah.
I would have been such shit. You bloody communist. You know? But he just shoots three people who are attacking. It's like, that's incredible.
See, that's why I do favour a blunderbuss.
Yeah, just they're all in front of you. but it was really, honestly, great job on him. Was that the last one, was it, John? John, sorry, Michael. Apologise. Right, so General Haiping says, good to see Voice of Wales return to the podcast. Always fun to see the chaps that battled and won against that melty Toby jug that calls itself Mark Drakeford. Honestly, it's the fact that you got under his skin so much. Like, when he was, like, yelling at you, like, you know, really, yeah. You know, you're a threat to modern-day Wales. I said, well, that's good, because modern-day Wales is a Nazi state, mate. Yeah, you know, yeah, thank God, yeah. You know, we like liberty, you know, which one, yeah. You know? But honestly, he was so angry. You know, this is really revealing to me. Yeah. So angry. Yeah. It's just like, there's just a couple of no-name podcasters, mate. Which one?
You know? How does he even know who we are?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he knows our names. Yeah. You know, for that, you know, he should not know who we are. But the reason he did it, you know, we went from, and in fairness, you guys helped a little bit, because when we got booted off YouTube, we'd be like, you know, 5,000 subscribers. Within a couple of hours, 7,000 subscribers. Mm. Within a couple of hours, 10,000. And we was, you know, thank you, BBC, thank you. Mm. And you guys were retweeting it and stuff as well. So... Yeah. That was kind of the last straw.
But off you go. Exactly. But it was only because they were shining the spotlight on you that was the case. You would have grown slowly but surely over the couple of years or whatever. But they were like, no, we're going to make an example of you. That's what they were thinking.
Well, it was 3 days. It was it was 3 days on BBC Wales, BBC Radio Wales, S4C,
Channel 4, everything on
The Lot. It was as if nothing was happening in Wales.
And
we actually got messages saying, I've never heard of Voice of Wales, but I'm
following now.
That's great. Charlie says, to Dan and Stan, I was wondering what Welsh people's thoughts are on Mark Drakeford doing more to destroy Welsh culture than Henry IV.
There's a fantastic statue of Henry IV in Pembroke.
How is that?
Yeah. He was the only Welsh-born king. Mm. But yes, I mean he's now banned from the caves, isn't he?
Danarogoff caves and things like that. A lot of pubs in Wales have banned him. But you know, to answer the question, we're doing everything we can to try and expose what he's doing, because he is ruining Wales. Yeah. You know, his version of modern day Wales is something I don't want any part of.
I think they should actually invite all the members of the Senedd into the caves and then seal it.
Mm. Well, I mean, that's a good idea. Isn't his son like a convicted paedophile?
Yes, he's in prison. Yeah. But I don't know if he's a paedophile, but he's definitely a rapist.
I'm sure I saw an article that called him a pedo. Allegedly. Don't sue me, Mark.
And just to make that worse, he didn't take on his grandchildren. So Mark Drakeford left his grandchildren go into care rather than take them on and look after him, because he's too busy with his...
Absolute scum.
Yeah.
Well, I can't imagine a grandparent that would do that.
Why have a family when you can have a country? You know?
Free Will says, the forces of totalitarianism have captured our country. It's apparent that there are too many people in law enforcement who relish exercising their power to push people around. Isn't that the truth? I mean, you can hear it in that second segment we did with you're not sufficiently enlightened. It's like, well, you think you're better, do you? You think you know? Oh, shut up, you know.
Shocking.
Yeah. Hacklet says, woke Stasi. Amazing that the Voice of Wales lads have retained such an incredible sense of humour and calm demeanour despite the vicious persecution. Are they the only sane people left in Wales? Voice of Wales for Prime Ministers. But no, the demeanour is important when you're engaging with any of these people. You know, like, you cooperate with them, as you saw, you know, just cooperate, just do whatever they're asking, because it can all be sorted out in court afterwards, as we've seen.
Yeah.
Right. And when you're talking to the Antifa Nazi types, whatever they are, man, just asking reasonable questions and watching them blow in their lid, it is gold.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's gold. They want you, this is what we say, they want you to go there and shout to them.
Yeah.
They want it. Yeah. So if you don't and you just ask nice questions and smile, they hate it. Yeah. They really hate it.
They want you to be the Nazis they've built you up in their heads to be. You know, it's, oh God, look at the Nazis. What, these two smiling lads? Well, what are you talking about?
They put Bob Marley on blasting, right? Because they thought that obviously, oh, well, Bob Marley's black. They're going to hate him. I love Bob Marley. So we're all standing there all dancing away, you know, next to their protest. So, you know, cheers. Unbelievable.
That's so funny. Like, what do they hate? Black people. Quick, get the Bob Marley
on. One love as well.
It's so stupid. It's so idiots. Like, what a caricature that is. That's amazing. Colin says... Oh, God. Did someone, a black person, make this food? Oh, I can't eat this. It's so dumb. Colin says, the boys committed the ultimate sin, going against the narrative and telling truth to power. Well, that's what journalists used to do, isn't it? They actually do things that governments disagreed with.
Yeah.
And that was what protections for free speech were about. But, you know, now that everything's in lockstep, the journalists are just an arm of the government now, aren't they?
That's exactly
they
it.
They absolutely are in Wales. Mm. Absolutely
yeah,
are.
They are in Britain. Yeah. In England, you know. But Justin says, instances like this are why people are losing respect for the police in the UK. Totally true. I tend to think one of two things when I see police going past now. They have the sirens on. Someone must have sent a mean tweet. If they don't have the sirens on, they must be going somewhere less urgent, like an active shooter.
Yeah.
But that's totally true, though. Because, like, who was it I was talking to the other day? They were saying, oh, I think like someone nicked their front wheel off their bike and it's like, you're never going to see that again. Mm. You know, they're not going to invest. Like, it's something like 5% of burglaries are investigated.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell are we even employing police for?
Well, this tweeter is absolutely spot on because, of course, if you disseminate what happened to us, a superintendent turned up at a protest for three with two.
Mm. Why?
They don't turn out for murder.
Yeah. Yeah. That's mad, isn't it? You can tell also, this is political.
You've got Gwent Police as well, headlines lately, not just because two senior officers were let go for sexual assault, and it was in a hearing behind closed doors. No one ever heard the outcome. Obviously, they didn't want to hear they're keeping their pensions. But then when we put up our article about how many police we had working against us, during the same time, someone's 80-year-old mother was assaulted on their doorstep and no further action. Can't do anything, I'm afraid. You know, if they put as much effort into they did with us, they'd find something.
Yeah.
You know, the CCTV, everyone's got a Ring doorbell.
Well, actual crime.
They actually had she had a Ring doorbell. You could identify the person and they wouldn't come out. An 80-year-old woman. They wouldn't come out. And yet they'd come out for us.
It's disgusting. Hey, Charles Slave says, a friend of mine was arrested in North Wales by North Wales police at an anti-lockdown protest. He actually asked the officers, what about his rights to freedom of speech? To which they just laughed and said, nice try, we don't have freedom of speech here, and then brought him to the car. Well, you don't, do you?
Nope. You know? North Wales police are the only police force in Wales we haven't had a run-in with yet.
Oh, well, come on.
We let you know.
but I mean, we don't have free speech, that's the thing. Free Will says, we have politicised law enforcement not dissimilar to the US. Shame on the fake Tories for acquiescing to the Stasification of our society. Yeah, it's disgusting. Yeah. All of this is happening under Tory rule.
Yeah.
It's absolutely disgusting. Like, I personally just think they should rescind all the devolved parliaments. Get rid of all this.
Yes. Agreed.
Yes, absolutely agreed.
You know, just, like, it's all... How could anyone look at what's going on and be like, yeah, this was the intent?
Mm.
You know, and I mean, Tony Blair, so it probably was the intent, actually. SH...
Point.
Yeah. S.H. Silver says, impressive that the judge was actually willing to relent and side with the defence, as they usually give outstanding deference to the state, especially against dissidents, hence the use of unfortunate. Yeah, but I guess that when you're kind of like you've got literally video evidence of him and you doing exactly what you were saying. Well, unfortunately, I can't lie my way out of that. Can I lie? You know,
I'm sure she, you know, that's exactly it. I'm sure he said leave. Should we listen again? Move. Yeah, that sounds like leave. You know, say it enough times, or people are going to believe it. But again, we're lucky we had a good legal team.
Yeah. I tell you, you're lucky you had the footage, man.
Mm.
Especially after they raided you.
When the camera stops, I'll tell you where we got it.
Oh, okay.
they stole tripods.
Yeah.
They
basically, why do you need a tripod?
Well, so you think about it. January is when it occurred, and we had all the kit taken just before the elections again.
Mm. Sophie says that audio of the woman being bullied by the PCSO was outright painful to listen to. That's bullying, mental, psychological bullying. I hate it. Yeah, honestly, I know we make light of it because otherwise, you know, you're going to get really depressed about things. But it is genuinely terrible that this is happening. It's mad. General Hai Ping again says, this is why the police are susceptible to this kind of ideologically driven nonsense. Absolute pig shit thick to the point where they can't even articulate the argument to the victim that they are chastising. Being gay or trans causes enormous stress, suicide. Her actual words, moron. So yeah, it's mental. And again, the lightest amount of interrogation from the person to the police, oh, it's not my job to educate. Because you can't, because you're not an educator. So what the fuck are you even doing here?
Exactly.
You know, you don't know what you're saying. You are a tool. Anyway. Colin says, you need to be enlightened. Cult much. Yeah, it's absolutely a cult. That's exactly right.
Mm.
Casey says, I would have loved to have been in the house with the old lady being harassed. I would have had a lot to say to the so-called officer. Actually, it's not even an officer, to be honest. These people are no different from Nazis. That label is thrown around a lot, unnecessarily, but it totally applies to this person. Yeah, I mean, if they were living in 1930s Germany, they would be a Nazi.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
No question of it.
Yep.
Free Will says, send this footage to the Tory leadership candidates. See if they think it's appropriate for a PCSO to be politically bullying a member of the public. What's next, camps? Possibly. Radcheck was right, says, this is why you should slam the door in the face. If you give them the time of day, you only embolden these leeches. Better yet, ridicule them. Bully them for having such a pathetic job. Remind them at least garbage collectors contribute to society until they're embarrassed enough to get a real job. No, to be honest, film it. Film it and put it on the internet so we can cover it on the podcast, so yeah. We can show everyone else. Because if it wasn't for this lady putting this on the internet, no one would have known. And yeah. She would have had to have essentially lived in fear for the next time.
You know?
Put it on the internet.
That's how you win, because what we do know, which is maybe surprising for a lot of people, is the police actually don't like bad publicity. They hate bad publicity, which you'd think that they thrive off it, you know, with the way they're acting. But the best way to do it is to put it out, because, you know, we document everything a lot. There's a lot of people who speak online who don't document stuff. How many people have had these sorts of visits and haven't done anything about it? How many people have paid these £60 penalty notices?
Yep.
You know, how many? It's scary, you know, so... That lady, fair play on her for putting that up online absolutely. For the world to see.
Absolutely. I'm so glad she did.
Yeah.
Snowdog says, is this woke Mercia police again? They are an utter disgrace to our country. We should sanitize the police of this utter crap. I actually don't know whereabouts in the country that was, but it's disgusting, isn't it? If trans women / men are women and men, then isn't the trans actually meaningless? Well, I was thinking about this, right? So... It is true that if you genuinely believe that trans women are women, you just wouldn't refer to trans women at all.
Mm.
You just call them women, right? But the trans itself is a signifier of a special political position. Exactly. It's a status. And it comes loaded with a... And she was very clear about saying, no, they're depressed, they're going to kill themselves, and you've got to make sure... And so it does have meaning, but it's a kind of political signifier that is there for control and is therefore, you know, in position. So they actually do need it. They actually can't get away from it. Callum says, as I recall, the Spanish flu was not done or dealt with. We seem to be dealing with it pretty well since it first came up 100 years ago. And yet we got our knickers in the twist about the snotty nose flu. Am I missing something here, or is it just dumb? No, it's like, you know, it's as...
How many millions died with the Spanish flu?
Well, it's a huge number.
And we weren't locked up. We weren't locked down.
Not to my knowledge.
We weren't.
No.
Yeah.
During the Black Death, I didn't actually know this. Callum actually went and found this out. But in the Black Death, actually, they would lock up people. They would quarantine people who had the thing.
Yeah.
And so they would lock them in their homes. But they didn't lock down all of society.
Yeah.
You know, so even, I mean, the Black Death killed half of the world's population.
Yeah.
Right. So when you've got a virus that dangerous, we still didn't do lockdowns.
Yeah.
There's
a place in Cheshire called Potts Wrigley, and they locked down.
Yeah.
And several years, they locked down and isolated themselves for several years. So they were quite...
Jesus. Yeah. That's mad.
But they all have three legs today.
Oh, well, that explains a lot. Colin says, what? But I thought the coronavirus pandemic was the 21st century version of the Black Death. So, yeah, well, it's not, clearly, according to the CDC. But what would they know?
Yeah.
What do they do? Trust the science? The science has changed, I'm afraid. Thomas says, as a moron who somehow got a STEM PhD, more people need to ask themselves what the cutoffs for risk are with things like COVID or other social ills, e.g., what qualifies as an issue with cardiac toxicity relating to mRNA treatment, how many girls need to be sexually assaulted by Pakistani grooming gangs, and at what frequency before it becomes identifiable as a cultural problem.
Mm.
I mean, I would say one in that case, but what do I know?
Yeah.
No, he is right. But again, that requires a kind of critical thinking and not an uncritical response and reliance on experts. You remember when Michael Gove, during Brexit, when Michael Gove was like, I think people have had enough of experts. And the expert class went wild going, oh, how could you say that? Yeah. I'm like, that's exactly how I feel about it, mate.
Yeah.
I don't give a fucking your opinions. Piss off.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because they're never right.
No.
You know, I don't know who classes these people as experts.
That's a great point. They're never right.
Yeah.
That's a great point. Like, and the climate change stuff, man. Like, they've been wrong on every single prediction. And they're like, yeah, but the world's definitely going to end this time. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. It's a bit like the chat with the world is ends at night.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
The,
yeah,
oh, they are.
Yeah,
they are.
It's still going.
Yeah, still going. But they love the apocalyptic doom-mongering because essentially if it comes to pass, then they were right all along and they're all going to die. But if it doesn't come to pass, you can't prove it because it'll be next year or the year after. And so it's this grift that goes on forever,
yeah.
Right? And you can never disprove it. So it's a very easy thing for people who think they know things to fall into.
Mm. But are the Maldives underwater?
Well, I imagine that the beachfront property owned by our political elites suggests it's not.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen pictures. Again, I don't know anything about the climate thing, but I've seen pictures of like the Statue of Liberty from like, you know, 1900 and now. And the water level is exactly the same spot.
Yeah.
It's just like, right. I'm no detective or climate expert. But, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it Oxford or Cambridge? I can never remember which. And you've got markings on the walls where the water has been.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And then they all panic when it's this big.
Yeah, and when was the conference that Boris had, the G9 or whatever conference they had in Cornwall, and they took it on a particular beach, and then someone just got a photo from 100 years ago of the same beach, and it's exactly the same level. It's like, okay, look, if the sea level is rising, it's not by very much, is it?
No, you know? It hasn't done anything.
Yeah, exactly, you know. And at the end of the day, I'm willing to sacrifice Bristol and Brighton.
Brighton first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Bristol a close second.
Yeah, yeah.
Frank says, honestly, these places are just, they're the like the biggest sort of like NIMBY areas. Mm. Like, you know, oh, there's bad things happening. Yeah, but not here. We're progressive here.
Yeah.
Frank says, when I got the old COOF a few months ago, I thought it was just a mild cold. Having said that, I think most expert trusters are actually going to keep up with all the nonsense for months because they are so used to the science telling them to freak out over this. Mm. But what happens when the science tells them not to freak out? Like, what do they do then? It's like, oh, thank God, I can finally relax.
Yeah. I think it depends on how much coverage it's going to get. They're like, are the BBC going to go hell for leather on this and say, oh, by the way, this is what the CDC is saying now? Or are they just going to leave it online and selected people will find it?
That's a great point, actually, because I can't imagine that they are going to have a full spectrum media campaign being like, guys, it's over, relax.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
When are we going to have a debrief to get all the great scientists around the girl and say to Professor Neil Ferguson, you're sacked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, Chris Whitty. Like, let's have it out.
Whitty, let's give us United back. You're sacked as well.
Yep. Oh, Neil Ferguson is the worst, though.
Absolutely.
I've got a bunch of computer models. Okay, that's BS.
Yeah.
Like, they don't mean anything. Yeah, I could program a computer model if you want. You know, all you need to do is just create an algorithm where you put some numbers in, it'll give you some numbers out.
Yeah.
Magical. You know, it's got nothing to do with reality.
No.
You know?
It hasn't. It's like the Brexit report. I referred to quite a lot. Yellowhammer. Do you remember the Yellowhammer Brexit report?
No, what happened?
Basically, it's worst case scenario on everything. Right, right. So if we leave, this is the worst case scenario on absolutely everything. That's what the BBC run with, and it shows that we're going to be under lava, you know, the minute we leave. But none of it came true. You know, it is always, right, worst case scenario. Well, I could walk across a road. Worst case scenario is I get hit by a bus.
Yeah.
Chances are, I won't.
Yeah.
And that's the point. The models, they don't predict for reality, I don't find. They're just useless.
Well, reality is so horrifically complicated. You can't simplify it down to a computer model.
No.
And that's what I think the Brexit and the pandemic have shown us. But anyway, John Locke Matters says, the PCSO in the clip was gaslighting the poor woman for simply defending biological women from being erased. Yeah, that was another thing, which is like, it's not raising women. It's like, well, I mean, you are literally demolishing the category of woman.
He's trying to remove the word.
Yeah, if woman can include man, it doesn't mean anything anymore.
Mm.
You know, it's literally the antonym, the opposite of the word. This PCSO was nothing more than a mobile re-education camp that showed up on the doorstep of a citizen who displayed wrongthink. It's totally true.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the Obsolete Man episode of The Twilight Zone the entire time when listening to these sound clips is infuriating. Yeah, I know. It's just, it's genuinely disgusting. This is our country.
Yeah.
You know, this is Britain. This shouldn't be this way.
And I'd be interested to find out what's happened to this PCSO. You know, because she should be struck off immediately.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But the thing is, she's not the progenitor of these ideas. And so she has sat there through her diversity seminar and been indoctrinated by the institution itself. And so the boss would have been like, yeah, no, we got a diversity training. No, she's just doing a diversity training.
Mm.
She's doing exactly the right thing. So even if a bunch of complaints are raised, the institution's been like, well, she did everything right. You're a bigot.
Yeah.
You know? Yes. What are you doing, you racist transphobe? You know?
But the thing is, this is coming through all our education system. Yeah. We had a young lad that came up to us, and he had said, they were talking about refugees coming from Dover, coming from France to Dover. And he said, aren't they illegal immigrants? And he was taken off the course. He was taken out for asking a question in a college.
But they literally are illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
But aren't you allowed to ask a question now in any education establishment?
Well, you know what they're doing, though? They're filtering those people who are going to be a problem for the regime later on down the line.
They absolutely are.
That's what they're doing. They're like, right, okay, ask that question to them is a dog whistle.
Mm.
Right, okay, Nazi, got him, right, get
yeah,
out.
Yeah. You know,
that's, no, that's what they're thinking. That's what they're thinking.
Yeah, no, I agree.
You know, is anyone surprised that a rushed placebo drug was marketed as a magical vaccine that's 100% safe, made big pharma billions, was covered up until their quarterly profits came in? I don't want to get into it now, but like the whole, like, oh, we've got this done in like 6 months, whatever. It's fine. It's just as good as every other vaccine. So look, come on, come on. You know, I'm not, you know, I wasn't born yesterday. You must be, anyway.
You need long-term data to suggest how effective a vaccine is. There has been no long-term data.
Well, the data we're getting in is pretty bad. I mean, again, I don't want to point out how many people are getting AIDS now, just of all the things.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't protect you against coronavirus and you have AIDS. Good luck.
Yeah.
Mm. You can't sue pharma either. You can't sue them because of all the agreements they had. And it's like, right. So that's just evil.
Mm-hmm.
It's just unbelievable. It's true,
like in England, I saw at the start of this term, I think, every school in England is going to have a defibrillator. Why?
Yeah.
I've never known a child in any school year to have a heart attack.
You've seen the media headlines. They're trying to get ahead of the narrative.
Yeah.
Can taking cold showers give you a heart attack? Can weeding your garden give you a heart attack?
Yeah.
No?
No. Yeah, no.
Is the answer? It's so bad. And do you see a while ago, they came out and said, yeah, so the spike protein attacks the heart.
Mm.
And it's like, right, and so what did you guys do? Well, we put an injection that creates the spike protein in you. It's like, oh, that explains all the heart attacks then. I mean, I'm no doctor.
Yeah.
But, Chris,
straightforward.
Yeah, exactly. I can add two and two.
Well, O'Looney explains it quite graphically.
Oh, yeah.
He just pulls out this and said this came out of somebody's heart.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've seen those. And it's just like, Jesus.
I'm seeing that from around the world as well. Yeah. So I've seen John speaking about it, but then a lot of other people have been showing examples of this stuff. I don't even know what it is.
When it first started, my wife was like, well, are we going to get it? I was like, no. Everyone in my family is forbidden from getting it. We're not doing it. She's like, but everyone will go on holiday. I said, that's too bad, darling.
Mm.
You know, it's not happening. I'm glad that I did.
Yeah.
Chris said, when the vaccine started rolling out, several family friends rang up or stopped me at an event having a chat. It was always awkward waiting for them to say hello. So I really think you should consider getting vaccinated. They were evangelizing a new religion that felt really inappropriate. Maybe I should gain 400 pounds so they think I'm healthy. But that's what it's like, though, isn't it? You know,
yeah.
I mean, thankfully not my family. My family are a bunch of people who are skeptical of the government. But like, I've heard many stories from people that's like, it's like this weird cult. It's like, look, if you're vaccinated, why do you care what I'm doing? Like, I thought you had this magical shield.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the point. Because if you were protected, then you don't need to worry about me.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't put my suntan on in this heat wave to protect him.
Yeah, exactly. You know, yeah, that's exactly what they're arguing about.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like, Christ, my suntan lotion isn't going to work because you haven't got any on. So, but I'm not. It doesn't make any sense. So, question, Voice of Wales, is there any way forward for you guys or is all lost?
Well, I hope so. because otherwise it is all lost. You know, we're unemployable.
Today, Wales, tomorrow, the world.
Yeah. Pinky in the brain. But we're just going to keep plugging along. You know, we knew as soon as we started doing this, we were going to take it full force. And, you know, it had to be a full-time commitment, you know. So, yeah, we're going to plow on. And see how long we last before we're in prison.
It's interesting, isn't it? Like, failure is a less realistic option than prison for you guys.
Yeah. The
case.
Prison will be the way. Prison or death, that's how we'll stop, you know? So it's either going to be up against the wall or in a cell.
We've got a chap here called Kevin who's in Thailand, and he's one of our subscribers. He often sends in video comments. And he's just like, man, things bad over there. It's terrible over here.
Mm.
He says, here in Thailand, all the Thais wear masks. Ride a motorcycle without a helmet on an empty road, but they all have a mask on. You know, about 10% of my students are off school with COVID, even though at break times, they'll take their masks off when in groups. My guess is 80% would test positive if they bothered to get tested. Isn't that mad? The entire world is just mental.
Yeah. That's something I've never, still haven't been able to get my head around, is that for a point, the whole world stopped.
Yeah.
You know, everything shut down. Planes, you know, the sky was beautiful. You know, there was no, you couldn't see anything.
The water in Venice was, you know, you could see
it. Yeah, you could, yeah, exactly.
See the fish.
Yeah. I still can't get my head around it, that it was such a big reaction, you know, and it makes you wonder, doesn't it, you know, how come everybody reacted the same? All these governments, all these heads of states.
These control freaks must have been absolutely partying along. Let's get them on a Thursday to go out and bang pans.
Well, you saw the WEF, like, thrilled about it. Don't waste this opportunity. This crisis is a wonderful opportunity to further solidify their control.
So
Roger asks to the Voice of Wales chaps, given that the state will always double down, how far are you guys prepared to go?
All in, 100%. Yeah. We it's pointless even, unless you're all in, don't bother, because it is, you know, we laugh and joke, we always make light of it, but it's real, you know, we go home, you know, I've got to sit
the police
home
breaking in at 2 a.m.
Yeah, but not even that, you know, I won't answer the door to them, but, you know, 2-3 times a day, bang, bang, bang on the door, shouting, Dan, it's the police, bang, 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 you know, 12:30 at night, and that happens a lot, so, you know, people don't even see a lot of what goes on.
Yeah.
And that's why we knew that if we're doing this, it's 100% no backing down. And that's the way it is.
What's the crime in asking questions?
It depends what kind of regime you're running.
Yeah. We always describe ourselves as old school style journalists because we're the type of journalists who will hold the government to account, you know, on things that they're doing. We don't make them do
it. The very purpose of journalism.
Yeah.
Because anything else is just the propaganda arm of the government.
Absolutely. That's we quote that quite a lot, don't we?
There's an absurd position at the moment that all English people who own homes in Wales are going to be extra taxed.
Right?
So if you have a second home in Wales, you're going to be extra taxed. However, Mark Drakeford has a second home, but it's now dubbed as a chalet.
Oh.
And he's not going to get taxed.
And his chalet is probably nicer than the majority of Welsh people's homes.
Of course it is. Yeah. Of course it bloody is. Jesus Christ. Do Voice of Wales know about the recent attack by a charity on the sand track Ystrad Mynach? I can't pronounce that.
Ystrad Mynach, is it?
Yeah, it's Ystrad Mynach.
No, I haven't heard about that.
The sand track?
A recent attack by a charity on the sand track Ystrad Mynach. I don't know anything about it, sorry.
No, sorry about that.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Alfred the Beta says, Godspeed, Voice of Wales. The truth shall set you and all of us free. That's nice.
That's what we're hoping. That's what we, because, you know, we are prepared to keep going, but we hope it's victory rather than prison and death. You know? So we do see a light at the end of the tunnel.
But at the end of the day, I think you get what you consent to, right? And I totally agree. You can't consent to live in a world that's run the way these people are running it.
Mm.
Even if you don't have power to change it necessarily, it's important that you don't just capitulate to it.
Yeah,
you know, there's something noble in that, I think.
Do you know what? With the turnout of elections being 46-45%, and only
is that it?
And oh, only damn. A half of them are voting Labour.
Yeah,
they're actually that's what they've
75% of the country is not in favour of them.
Mm-hmm.
No, and when you ask those people, they actually say, "Well, there's nothing we can do." So they've
What's
won.
The point involved
they've
in?
Won. They've actually yeah. won. And what upset them was that Wales voted to leave in massive, massive numbers.
76% turned up for that one.
Yeah. People actually believed in that one.
Yeah.
And that's not even in our National Museum.
Yeah.
There's no boards, there's nothing.
That's because the people running Wales are a bunch of Remainers.
Yeah.
We've
got Black Lives Matter placards that were sent, you know, from the people protesting in Bristol.
Yeah.
You know, they're in the museum.
They're in our museum.
Nothing to do with actual Welsh history.
Well, actually, you're quite right, because actually Brexit, the word Brexit is now banned in government offices because we've left.
Oh, this is like the Nazis banning Stalingrad, right?
Yeah.
This was their great loss. It's like, oh, no, we can't talk about it. You know, no information on the news. Everything's going fine on the Eastern Front. You know, it's literally a bunch of bloody Nazis running Wales, man.
Yeah. Well, there's another one for you, because I know with the Union Jack, when going through the pandemic, obviously everything was, you know, online through Zoom.
Yeah.
If any member of the Senate came in with a Union Jack in the black background, they would not be invited in. So it was actual.
Oh, really?
You were not
it's
allowed
like that,
in.
Is it? Yeah. Right. Okay. So Welsh independence is what we're going for, is it?
That's what it. Yeah. Absolutely.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that leaves England you know, pretty much on the same. Because if the Scots go as well, there's just Kingdom of England. And it's not like the English have ever invaded Wales or anything. I mean, don't know what we'd do there.
Well, you'd have lots of money to spend because, of course,
that's true,
but you bail out Scotland to a big tune and you bail out Wales to a bigger tune.
But we could reconquer Wales, get rid of the Senedd, and like actually run it properly.
Yeah.
Bring back the Shires.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know. Anyway, and we'll end on this. S.H. Silver says, I'm altering the science. Pray I do not alter it any further. Which is literally the CDC's position. So, folks, where can people find you?
Getter is the main one. We spend a lot of time on there. It's at VO Wales Official and stands on there as at Voice of Wales 1. Other than that, voiceofwales.com. All of our content is always put immediately onto there. So if there's ever anything missed, you can go to there. I would say Facebook and Twitter, but they're always temporary accounts because, you know, one wrong move, you're gone. Yeah. So we just kind of use them to get at the politicians and councillors, really. But mainly Getter and our website.
Good. Right. Okay, great. Well, go follow Voice of Wales. Thanks for joining us, folks, and we'll see you tomorrow.